I have not. Who makes them?
Oh my God, how much calories did I just eat?
You just eat
it. Oh, it's only 80.
For one?
Yeah.
That's a deal. Oh my. So not only are they delicious, they're calorie controlled.
Oh, don't say healthy, because they're not.
I didn't. I said they're calorie controlled. 80 calories.
Welcome to the Inappropriate Quilters Podcast, where we talk about life, quilting, and we throw in a few inappropriate things. I'm your host, Leslie Bircher, along with my inappropriate friend and co-host, Rochelle Rice. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
But I actually do have an apology that I need to make.
You do?
I do have an apology. I don't know if it's
why.
More, well, I don't know if it's more of a correction or if it's an apology
for me.
No, not for you. for the Amish population.
Oh, you want to apologize?
I don't know if it's an apology or a correction. I'll tell you, and then you decide.
Okay. Yeah. Go.
So when I said that the Amish women wear wedding rings, they do not. Amish women, men.
Oh, they don't.
They do not. And then I thought, well, maybe it's the Mennonite. So I looked at
it. Oh, it could be.
No, they do not either.
Oh.
So I'm apologizing to the Amish to say that, you know, they wear wedding rings. So the difference between Amish men and when they're married and when a woman is married. And I was correct on the man that when if you're clean shaved, you're single. If you have a beard, you're married. We were incorrect when we said that when you were single, it was white. And when you're married, it was black.
It's well, we were somewhat kidding.
It is. You wear a black bonnet when you're single, and when you're married, it's a white bonnet.
Oh,
but they don't wear any.
I think that actually makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah. I think I've seen that in play now that I think about that.
So the other thing is that, you know, I was listening. I don't know if people know our roles that we have in podcast world. So the role of podcast world is we both sit together and we chit and chat.
Yeah.
And then you
and
take
we eat.
And we eat. And I have some other things we'll eat here in a minute too.
Oh.
And then you edit it. You write the description. You do all this stuff.
Yep.
And then my job is to listen to it when it's over. And when we talk, when we talk to someone about their piece of equipment or whatever it is, I reach out to them and say, hey, don't know if you're listening to the podcast, but we talked about you at 16.8 in this episode.
Okay.
And then I also go back in to listen to, did we say something like, I have an apology because the Amish thing was there and we asked about this.
Yeah.
So that's kind of our rule. And we talked about the Blue Well.
We did.
And we did not know why there are mushrooms at the Blue Well. Now I'm going to tell you.
We know now.
We now know because I am the research queen.
I was about to say your other role is
the research.
Research.
Yes, that is true. And sometimes I research before we come on if we have something that we know we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
But other times we talk about stuff and we have no idea what we're talking about, and then I research after
which
is most of the time. Because people, we do not script. We jot down ideas. No script here.
We just sit down and we go.
We just start going. So this is do you love these glasses?
They're pretty wild, and they are so you.
They are. So these are, and I posted today.
They remind me of your metal art.
I know they do, don't they?
Uh-huh.
And if you saw my post today,
And I'm eating a protein bar, just so you know.
These are Vuglam glasses, and I posted today, which is
you got like a million.
I got 9 pairs of them.
Because you couldn't decide?
Well, because they were just all so cool, and I could decide. I decided I loved them all, and I deserved them all. And, you know, when you wear readers, you put readers in all
Are they all shaped that way, though?
This way?
Mm-hmm.
No,
or they have different shapes?
They have different shapes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, these are just the ones
that I
Because
I wouldn't mind getting some, but that shape doesn't work for my face.
Yeah, yeah. So you go
It works great for yours.
It does. So you go to Vuglam. Okay. And the reason that I bought all of these, now this is going out to Marlena at Bernina Connection in Phoenix, because she had this really super cute pair of the glasses. They were red, and I put them on, and they were wonderful.
Yeah.
And I said, Marlena, these are so good, you should give these to me.
Oh.
She did not.
Oh.
And I said it like, anybody else would have said, yes, you can have them, because they're not prescription, they're readers.
Uh-huh. They would have just given them to
I
you?
I think so, because that's-
I wouldn't have.
Well, I know you wouldn't have, but Marlene is really generous with that. So anyway, she said, well, I will tell you where you can get them. So as I was working the show, doing the things, one of my breaks that I took between eating Peeps was doing Vuglam and picking out all the glasses that they had. So then when I get home, they're all out on my entry table. There were lots of packages at my house while
I think
I was
Lance
gone.
Tried them on.
Well, I'm sure he did.
It's something I think he would do.
Okay, you know, he wears my pink muck boots all the time because he likes
them. Then he for sure tried them on. That's why they were out.
Well, I'm thinking
it wasn't to make a point.
No, because he wouldn't care. But right. every package I had, with the exception of the cuckoo clock, was opened. And I asked him not
cuckoo
to open.
Cuckoo clock?
Yeah, so. Okay. the whole cuckoo weekend. This is kind of going to, it'll come back around to the cuckoo clock, but it's going to take a minute to get there.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, but it's good. You'll love this one.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So in the late,
take a detour.
Yeah. And I'll get you back. I always bring you back. In the mid 90s.
Okay. Oh, God, we're starting at the mid 90s.
So I gave my mother like a pound of yeast.
Okay.
A pound of yeast that was 1 pound of yeast.
Yeah.
Where most home cooks are buying the little packages of three.
Right.
That comes three. So because I gave that to her in the 90s, it is now my responsibility that I am now always responsible for the yeast.
Why?
Okay. Because it's my mom thing.
Okay.
So my sister Roxanne's at her house, and they'd been staying there because they sold the ranch a year ago, and they were trying to get a house. And anyway, they were staying at my mom's house, right?
Okay.
So my mom's talking to my sister Roxanne. She's on Amazon, and my mom says, "Oh, I'm almost out of yeast. I'll have to get a hold of Rochelle." And Roxanne says, "Mom, I'm on Amazon. Show it what it is, and I will get it." She goes, "No, Rochelle gets me my yeast." Okay. So she says this to Roxanne. So we laugh about this.
That's so funny.
Oh, it gets better, Leslie. It gets even better.
Oh, my God.
So,
oh, no. Rochelle gets my yeast.
That's right. That's right. Rochelle gets my yeast.
Okay.
So I am the one in charge of the yeast.
Mm-hmm.
So when my dad died, my mother has a trust and my father has a trust.
Mm-hmm.
They did not have a trust together.
Oh, that's weird.
And then, I know. And then they have their estate, right?
Uh-huh.
So when you die, you have to do their taxes because you have to figure out, even though your spouse is alive, you have to figure out what the estate is worth and what the taxes are going to be. And it comes this whole other thing to do with this. So my sister Roxanne has been on with Social Security and she's doing all this stuff for my mom. And I mean, she's just going on about the hours. And you know, I'm there with the hours that she's spending doing all this stuff. And she is just like overwhelmed beyond overwhelmed.
I would be.
And she's talking about, you know, this, and she's trying to get this and trying to get that. And as she's telling me her woes, I reminded her, I'm in charge of the yeast. So we have laughed.
I'm in charge of the yeast, lady.
So anything, well, then I was also in charge of the foam soap. And I will find out when foam soap came out.
You are kind of responsible for the foam soap.
I am, because I love foam soap. And
right. You
know I'm going to take it wherever I go. Right. So if I left one. So Roxanne made the mistake. She ordered the kind of foam soap my mother likes at the house on Amazon. The torch of the foam soap has been transferred to her now.
Oh, so Roxanne now is the foam soap
person.
She
has to be. She has to be.
Well, right, because she's the last one to buy it.
Absolutely.
I agree.
I've been buying yeast. So this time, though, Leslie, with the yeast, instead of sending my mother a 1 pound thing of yeast, I sent 2 pounds.
Oh, so you don't have to think about it for a hot minute.
Oh, well, get this, though. If I ever send 1 pound, that'll be a disaster, because now I'm cheating her. Because I sent a 2 pound. So now I have messed myself over that I will always have to send
always
2 pounds. But they're 2 1-pound bags.
Mm-hmm.
So officially it's really 1 pound. And I should have had it delivered to my house, and then I could have taken it, but I had it delivered to her house. So it's a whole new.
Oh my gosh.
Thing. So now back to the well, because now that we've got
the well.
On the well. So, okay.
Mushrooms
on the well. So the mushrooms were built years before the well. Back when Hugh Davis built Nature's Acres as part of the scenery on the trails that led back by the alligator pond.
Yes.
And the snake pit.
Yes.
Over the years, the Nature's Acres buildings and the Ark have fallen into disrepair.
It's sad.
Yes, we've noticed that.
They have.
And the weeds and the bamboo have all grown over it to cover them. But those have now been cleared out. There's a group of people that have cleared
them
out. And there's a hope that they will be able to restore the Ark and the Nature's Acres buildings into some sort of a small museum.
Oh, I think that's lovely.
Yeah. So that's what they're going to try to do with doing that.
Oh, I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, Rochelle.
Leslie.
We have some fun coming up.
We do next week. I'm like, I just got back. I just had fun. There's more. Where's the more fun coming from? I can't handle
it. We are getting ready to have the week of our lives.
We are.
I mean, can you even imagine that we're getting ready to go?
35 miles of fun. That's how far the fun is.
My boss today was like, what are you doing on vacation? And I'm like, quilting.
Yeah.
Duh.
Hello.
Like, what kind of question is that? Do you even know me? That's what Julia says. Do you even know me?
Would you clean?
No. Right. So we will be hanging out with our friends. We will. So a few of our friends and us are going to Hamilton.
Yep.
Hanging out with Jenny and Misty and Natalie and having the Dome Girls Retreat.
The Dome Girls with the Inappropriate Quilters.
With the, oh yeah.
And that's what they're looking, you know, that's Jenny's not calling it the Dome Girls Retreat. Jenny says, oh, and I'm hanging out with the Inappropriate Quilters.
Exactly.
You know, that's what she's looking at. That's how that retreat actually got filled.
It's not because they're there for us.
Yeah, everybody's coming
for
us.
Not for Jenny.
Well, you know, she's a sidebar for it.
She is the hostess with the mostest. She is. Yeah, and there must be something about these Missouri gals because
we have another.
They're
one
fantastic.
Yeah,
and so we can't get enough of Missouri.
That's right.
We're going from there directly to our friend Angela's. Quilting is my therapy retreat, and we cannot. I mean, I can't wait for this week.
I know it. And what's really cool about going to Angela's, because Jenny's, we bought that a year ago. It filled up very quickly. And they do. I mean, all those ones come up filling quickly. Angela's will also fill up, but you know, it's going to be, you know, a couple months. People are, it's trickling a little more laid back to go ahead and get into it. But Jody from Purple Daisy Designs, she's actually going to come in from Wisconsin, Minnesota, wherever it is that she lives.
Oh my gosh.
To come to Angela's to be able to.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she's coming in.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Well, I'm excited. I think it's going to be so much fun.
We're really excited that our in-house counsel, Reba will be there.
I missed Reba. She's darling. I love her.
Yep. And Mary and Sherry are coming to that one too. So.
I mean, we're going to have. It's going to be like a little mini reunion.
And there are a lot of people that are doing Dome Girls that are now coming into Jenny's when we've talked about this, that we're doing.
Because we can't wait to meet you guys.
It's like 32 miles. And a lot of people we already know.
Right.
You know, like Julie, she's going to be coming in. I think she's doing both also. Isn't that fun? Yeah. And you know, I'm kind of trying to think, maybe I ought to just take UFOs.
So, speaking of what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
So, we know Jenny said that. They're going to have three projects. Yeah. So that'll take a lot of my time. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
But I did prep
for,
if I'm in downtime or if I've got time or whatever, I'm going to sew at Angela's.
Right.
So quilting is my therapy. The designer mystery 2023.
Yep. You're going
to, I'm going to get caught up on that. I have 5 blocks to make, but they're not like, you don't just sit on and whip them out. They're complicated. Right. So I've got 5 blocks there, and then I've gotten 2 of my door banners.
Right.
So since I had the Easter one, I've got the May and the June one. Okay. And so I'm going to just take those and be done with it because honestly, but I just can't get overwhelmed with things this week.
So the door banner ones, do you do them with more than a single stitch?
Mm-mm.
Oh, so you're going to applique.
I'm just
going to
piece them.
Oh, yeah. Because
these are piece.
Yes, I did
the
see them.
The first one was applique, but the second and the third are piece.
Okay, yeah. Because I was just thinking, if you did have to use a zigzag motion, I was like, I don't know what machine I'm going to bring. I might bring 2 machines.
You are?
I might.
I'm only going to bring. So I've already packed.
I noticed. I saw the machines out here.
I had to really get focused.
Yes,
because
you do.
I've got babies coming.
Yeah,
they come
I'm
tonight.
Sorry.
No, you know, I've got it all planned.
Yeah,
It's all about, honestly, I think what it is about is preparation and planning all the things that we're going to do, because we got to keep them busy. And if you can keep them busy, they're worn out, and then they sleep great, and then I sleep great, and all is good. So I'm going into this week with a very positive outlook.
Excellent.
Because come Sunday night, they go home.
Yep.
I take them home.
Yep.
Tuck them in, and then I come home.
Yep.
And then the next day, I get to do whatever.
Yeah.
So whether I decide to come up, are you going Monday or Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Okay.
Because after I saw what the schedule, because Lance just found out he said that he found out that I was leaving again.
Oh, boy.
Because I'd sent him a text.
So you are leaving Tuesday.
I am leaving Tuesday. So I had sent him a text on something about when I was flying back in town. I sent it so he would know when to pick me up at the airport. And he said, hey, next time you're in town, do you think I could see you?
Oh.
And I was like, sure, I'd like that. I'd like that a lot. And then last night when he picks me up at the airport, he was telling me these things we're doing. And I said, oh, well, you know, I'm kind of leaving. He said, you're what? I said, I am.
I think he did.
I think he blocked it because it's trauma for him.
It's trauma. Well, I'm going to be leaving. And then John, when I get back, he will be together for a few days and then he leaves. He's going on his little guy trip. And but while we're at Angela's,
yes,
my son and my grandson are going to come over and watch the Masters with John, and they're going to spend the night. Like, they're going to have a little guys' night at our house, and so I think that's kind of cute.
Yeah.
But I cannot, I mean, I am so excited. I'm going to get all my stuff caught up, and I know I am ordering, I ordered some compression socks.
Good girl.
Because we sit too much. Mm-hmm. We do. And I'm going to try very hard to not do that this time.
Well, you know, and if you would be my mother, because I've given you compression socks before, I would be responsible for all compression socks.
Oh, that's true.
But since you guys are my friends, you don't expect that.
I don't.
At every time.
But however, I will be bringing your pair. Oh, I am.
Wear them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, no, wear them.
No, I'm going to wear yours. Yeah, right. For sure.
So they're actually yours now. But I am going to be bringing, FYI.
Uh-huh.
Masks for you and Natalie and Misty and me and Jenny, and when we record with them,
do you have the shirt that says Jenny, Misty, Natalie, and me?
No,
you're gonna have to get that.
Where do
write
I
that
get
down
it?
Well, okay. We need to order you one from or if well, Missouri Star usually ships pretty fast, but I bet they have them there. You're gonna have to stop by the store and get one.
Okay.
Because we need our picture. Because we need our picture with their shirts. It says Jenny, Natalie, Misty, and me.
And then we stand with those. I thought we did our pictures in our shirts, and we stood with our shirts. And
well, we will, but
we have to do many photo ops. Oh my God, we're so into photo ops.
We need to make sure Misty and Natalie have a shirt.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, because I have my list of the other ones that, like, you know, our counselor
Misty
and things like that. Yes,
I think she follows me.
So let's get that. Well, Jenny will also know. She knows the birthdays of all of her children.
We can say, that's true. Can you tell us the sizes of Natalie and
And then they all need a pod squad one. Our friend Sherry.
To
and
organize
Mary.
All the shirts.
Yes, because Sherry, Mary, and Reba, you know, they get their shirts for it, and I already know what sizes they needed, and they chose what thing they wanted.
Do we need to order them?
We do. That's why I'll be here today.
Okay.
Because I sent you another one that we needed to order. So, yes, we do need to order those sizes.
Okay, so I'll reach out.
Yep.
I'll ask Jenny what size to get.
I'm guessing those girls are going to be mediums, you know.
They're tiny.
They are. You know, I mean, they might be a small. I mean, I don't know, you know.
Who knows? But I am all packed except for my clothes.
Wow, that's really impressive. You know,
I just can't think of it.
Yes, you
can't.
Yeah.
Kids drain my brain.
Yep.
I should make a shirt
says
that.
You should.
They do drain my brain. And
you
so
should.
I was afraid if I would get all the way to Monday, I wouldn't even know what to put together.
Yeah.
And so I've already written out what shirts I'm going to take, all that stuff. So but I ordered some shirts from Missouri Star because I'm like, I want to support Missouri Star and
there
I want to have their shirts. So,
and I don't have any idea what I'm going to be wearing there.
Well, you'll wear clothes.
I will. I was going to say, I will. Well, I will wear clothes. Well, Jenny did tell me I have to wear pajamas.
She did say.
So she did. She
That's
she said
a rule.
She said at her retreat, you have to wear pajamas.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, Jenny, I'll take you on that. It's your house.
It's your house, your rules.
There we go. You know, we'll go with that. So one of our listeners from a couple times ago, she sent this, and I thought this was pretty good. As an autistic popcorn-loving listener, I love that you shared about that popcorn company and taught Leslie about neurodiversity. Actually, one of the reasons I love your podcast is that the pod itself is neurodiverse. Mm-hmm. With you having ADHD and Leslie not, different brains coming together is awesome. And I love that you two are open about how your brains work differently from each other and are accepting of that, and the fact that you feel comfortable enough to exchange teasing. So This month is this month here is we are in April and it is National Autism Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that, I'm going to talk about today a little bit is that Lindsay Babcock, she's a psychologist that works with autism and ADHD. And I had an opportunity to listen to her do a lecture. And she is one that she disagrees that they're calling ADHD and autism disorders or diagnoses. And she says, in fact, they are not that at all. They're just neuro differences. And she says, which basically means that people that have autism or ADHD, they have a brain that is wired in a particular way that may be different than the neurotypical person. And
I love that.
It's not a disorder. It's not a disease. And it's not something that needs to be cured. It is simply that we experience the world in a different way. So to explain this to my mom, and actually not just my mom, but to explain it to everybody, when someone hears that a grandchild or a child has autism, they're just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh, you know, and they just totally freak out on this. And I said, let's talk about a diagnosis of autism that you get this. So you maybe, we'll kind of put it into perspective if you have a diagnosis of a mobility issue. So in a mobility issue, you're going to get on a plane. And your mobility issue is that you are in a wheelchair. And you need lots of support. You're going to have someone take you down the gangway. You're going to have to be transferred to another wheelchair, if your mobility is this severe, transferred to a wheelchair inside the plane and transfer from there. You need a lot of support.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a person that's on crutches, you can get yourself down the gangway. You can get yourself into the plane. You can sit in your seat, but your crutches are too long to fit above or to go under the seats. So you have to give them to the flight attendant, and that's the support that you need.
Yeah.
Now, let's say that you're a person that has a cane, and you walk down, you can walk down with your cane, you can get into your seat yourself, you can put your cane above the top of the airplane or the cupboards there. The assistance that you need is very limited. It's that you need the cane. That's your support.
Yeah.
That's basically the three levels of autism.
Mm-hmm.
Your autism, that is number three, you need the most support, and number one, you need the least support.
Yeah.
There was another man we were talking to.
That's interesting.
And he has his PhD. Brilliant, brilliant man. He does all sorts of speaking all over the world. He cannot button his own shirt. He's autistic. And he says, it does not matter. People are like, well, you're so smart. Why can't you do it? He says, I can't. And he travels a lot with his job. So one of the things that he puts into his travel part is that his shirts from his dry cleaner, they know to keep the cuffs unbuttoned.
Oh, yeah.
They know to keep the collar unbuttoned. They keep the first three buttons of his shirt unbuttoned. So he can put his shirt on. He can tie his own tie. 20 minutes before he goes on, in his contract, they need to send someone up to button him up.
That's interesting.
That's the support that he needs. And people think that autism is a death sentence.
No.
It's not something that you ever outgrow. It's something you grow into.
Mm.
And the only way you can grow into it is people understanding what your support that you need.
Yeah.
So I was at the grocery store, actually at Sam's Club, the week before I came here or before I went to Arizona.
Yeah.
And I'm walking into the store and I noticed this woman and I can tell an autistic meltdown at the drop of a hat.
Oh, boy.
No matter how, I mean, if you're a one or you're a three, I mean, I identify them immediately. And I knew from this reaction that this kid, he's not throwing a tantrum because a meltdown and a tantrum are two different things.
Right.
We'll talk about those someday later, too. So I get into Sam's Club, and this little boy is this mom. He is just like, people are walking and glaring at her. You can hear people saying, oh, you know, she just needs to spank him and do this and do that. So I kind of walk up to her and I said, do you need any help? And she says, no. And I thought, she does need assistance. Her help is with her child. The thing that I can do is I can keep people out of this aisle. So I put my cart at one side because they weren't all the way down the halfway. And as people were walking up, I say, we're going to need a few minutes. Can you go around the other way? And I said this both ways. I was kind of controlling this. I had no idea if the few minutes were going to be a few minutes or if it was going to be an hour. I did not know. Only one person through that whole transaction said to me, she goes, I'm sorry, but I need something from right there. I said, I will get that for you. At the end of that, it was about 20, maybe 25 minutes that this went on. Finish up, kid has now moved from his irrational part in the stem of his brain up to the top of his brain where he can think and he can, you know, take directions and move. And I walked up to mom and I said, you're doing a really good job. Because she is. Because parents or a person that has autism, they are fighting a war every single solitary day to not be judged.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as Autism Awareness Month here, people,
that's
you know,
a great story, Rochelle. It's Thank just, you for sharing that.
Well, you know, it's just a neurodiverse person. Right. Has different
everybody
needs.
Everybody has, and, you know, everybody has different needs. Absolutely. But how we react to those says a lot about, not about them, a lot about us.
Yeah.
You know, and if you can recognize those things,
absolutely,
that's fantastic.
I can, I mean, like I tell you what, I can probably tell you every kid in this neighborhood and that neighborhood and every adult.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and, and unfortunately girls are so misdiagnosed because girls are good at masking and even as little kids, and intervention, early intervention is the most important thing that you can ever do for anything and especially with autism, because giving these kids the skills that they need to go ahead and work in stressful situations. You know, kids with autism are processing every sound, every move, my tag on my shirt, the shoes, your dog's toenails, this here, someone took a drink, and you know, they're processing so much stuff that it's no wonder that they have a meltdown.
Right.
And a meltdown, like I said, is different than a tantrum. A tantrum is, you're not giving me the cookie that I want. And so I'm going to throw a fit.
Right.
And a meltdown is, you have no idea. And people will say, oh, well, they were
I
so
have tantrums.
They were so good. You know, oh, they were so good when we went here, or they're so good when we went there. Well, you know, getting a routine, like you and I have, we have habits. You know, you had a habit that you knew you were going to go. You were going to go to Angela's. You're going to go to Jenny's. And your habit is, I've got to get things ready.
Yeah.
People with autism have to have a routine because they do not have habits.
Yeah.
So if the routine is that I get up in the morning and I go, first thing I do is I get up and I go potty, and then I make my bed, and then I go eat breakfast, and then I put on my shoes and socks, and then I brush my teeth, and I do this and this and this. It's a routine.
It's a process. Yeah.
If you take one of those steps out of that routine, totally blows their day away. Mm-hmm. They have to go back to follow that step or there's going to be a meltdown. And so I have checklists. I mean, I run by checklists because that's how I finish things. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't, my checklist doesn't mean that I have to do 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right.
I might do 1 to 40.
Or, right,
I might
tomorrow.
Go to 40. Well, I'm going to get it all done today, but I might have 40 things I need to do.
Yeah.
And number 40.
And not in order.
Yeah. I can do them whichever way there. And that's how, you know, I've had to control the things that I do so I can get things finished.
Right.
Otherwise, I never get anything finished.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then food issues are different with autism. They don't eat. They forget to eat. I've never understood that, but you know, but once they become hypersensitive to something or hyper focused on something, they're like the best in the whole world. So I keep thinking, we ought to get quilters in this way. Can you imagine what they finish and how cool the things would be?
Probably amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, I bet there are autistic quilters.
There are. And lots of athletes are, because like they say, you know, a neurotypical person is going to practice for 3 hours and say, I'm done. I practiced for 3 hours. You know, a neurodiverged person is going to say, I can stand here for 13 hours and do the same thing. It doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
Because I don't care what other people think about me. You know, it doesn't matter what they do with that.
Right. So.
But it does, you know, does come into the quilty world. And speaking of quilty world, I got to use that Q16, the Bernina sit-down machine.
How was that?
I am in absolute love.
Are you?
But I would buy the 24 instead, because the footprint of the table is the same
size. Is that
the
larger 24, throat?
Yeah, 24 inches in the throat. But it'll fit in the same machine, you know, the same table. Side of the table. And the tables come up, and the new table that they have, that's the lift table.
Did you buy one?
No, not yet. but, you know, not yet. But, you know, I'm thinking that at some time, I'm thinking maybe it will come home in my future, but
you don't have a sit down at home, do you?
I do not. No,
okay.
I do not, because it's never made sense to me to have one, because I have a long arm.
Mm-hmm.
But doing 3 days of the show and demonstrating this for 3 days of the show,
yeah,
I sat for 3 days at the show and did, I mean, hours of, you know,
thread art
things. I was never exhausted. If I'm at my long arm and I spend 3 days,
right, it's
my back
exhausting.
I mean, you know, because you're standing the whole time. So,
oh my gosh, it could change your world.
But you know, I mean, I don't know. I just have to keep telling myself: is it a want or is it a need?
Right.
Right now, I think it's just a want, but I want to, like, I think I need it.
Well, it's kind of like my whole thing I went on with the whole Bernina thing, and yeah. I'm like, do I need that?
Yeah.
And I really didn't.
Right.
But I wanted a travel machine that sewed fast.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I'm in love with my Juki.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't, I don't.
And we figure we don't give a crap about the weight now.
I'm like, who cares? Because honestly, it doesn't take up a lot of room.
It doesn't.
It's not a huge, it's not. My 9450.
I know, yeah.
It's to me, it is a travel-worthy machine. Yeah. So we can, my Juki's going with me.
Well, you know, and like I said, I think I'm going to take my Bernina and my Juki. I just haven't decided, because I have to decide what I'm going to actually work on at the retreat. Because if I'm just piecing, then the Juki will be fine. But I'm, part of me is thinking I want to take the applique quilt that I need to stitch around everything and just stitch around that rather than trying to sew something, because then I don't have to think. It's a blanket stitch.
Right.
And I can I can blanket stitch.
That's true.
So I just have to decide what I want to take.
Would you take both?
I think I'm going to, because I have my own car.
Well, that's true.
You know, so I have room. So.
I think I'm going to take just my Juki, because I don't think I'm going to, I'm not going to do anything other than that.
Right.
Just straight. My throat is so scratchy today. Do you hear this? It's the the weather and the allergy, everything is just awful.
And like I said, people are going to love this one because I'm talking really loud because my ears are so plugged. So they're going to say, yeah, plug your ears
finally,
all the time.
Yes.
Finally, this girl says something.
Oh, my allergies have been so terrible. I'm so tired of this up and down weather, but I am excited to start quilting a little bit. I haven't really done a lot of sewing in the last week or so. And then I was like, I just got to get all this stuff packed up.
Yeah.
I will feel better.
You will.
Getting ready to go on this trip. Like, I don't have to think about anything else it except packing my clothes.
You know what you can do?
What?
You can work on your granny squares and sewing granny, you know, doing your crocheting.
Oh, God, I could do that.
Yeah, while you're waiting when you have the kids and stuff like this, because you'll want to do something else.
Yeah,
to get
at
some
night.
Sanity.
Well, and this is usually my sanctuary, the studio, but this will be one of the kids' bedrooms over the next few days.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's coming in here?
Lincoln will probably be in here, and the baby will be in the closet, and Lila will be in the bedroom, because Lila and Lincoln, they can't be in the same room. They just, they wake each other. Lila's a sleep talker, and so she'll scream out and do weird stuff, and then she wakes her brother up, and then it's just all, you know, that's chaos.
Right.
So the last time they were here, I separated them, and that went much better.
Right.
I'm like, okay, so I just know that going in, they all three have to be in different spaces
maybe put him in the laundry room so you can have this space if you need it.
Oh.
Because it would, I mean, because the doors can close, you
they
know?
They can. That's true.
I mean, that might be a better option.
I don't know if I can fit a playpen in the laundry room.
Doesn't he have he doesn't have a pet. He's a pack and play.
Yeah.
Because those aren't that wide.
They're not. I got to see if I can fit the pack and play.
Of course, he might climb on top of the dryer.
He could. He could do that.
I know. That would be the issue.
Yeah.
Put him out, you know, or put him in the mudroom area. Because he wouldn't have.
I don't have a door. I got to have a door.
Yeah, you do, because otherwise the light's going to get to him. So
I could do one in the laundry room. I mean, I could do one in the laundry room, one but I don't want one of them waking the other up.
Right. Right.
That's the thing.
But, you know, if you putting the baby in the laundry room and putting him in the closet, and then, you know, you go through your bathroom to get into your closet,
mm-hmm.
and then coming in through that door and then keeping the door from the baby closed.
I think I would switch. I put Lincoln in the laundry room, though, because the baby, if I'm getting up in the middle of the night.
You don't want to have to walk through the kitchen to go through that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that might
not be a bad idea. Yeah. Because this is my room.
This is. Leslie, you cannot chill. You cannot give this room up. Or, I mean, honestly, because I'm going to be with you in the aftermath of it. So
yes,
I need to have the safe
sanity. Yes, you are. But I am back on my medicine.
I know. I can tell.
I feel so much better.
We all feel better.
Yes, I know.
We're all like, why?
I mean, what's wrong with this chick?
Why do you want to go off?
I was it reminds me of the t-shirts that are... when you go camping.
Yeah.
And it says, I'm sorry for what I said when we were back in the trailer.
Yeah.
I should have one that says, yes, I'm should. Sorry for what I said when I yes. was off my meds.
Yes. And as a person that you take a med, why do you take yourself off of them?
Well, because I just really wanted to not be on anything.
Why?
I just didn't want to be on anything.
But why?
I don't know.
You know, again, it's one of those things that we have medications
and
so
now,
that we can all, you're so calm.
I mean, you don't have to worry.
Well, yeah.
I am back to
Because it was
chill.
Really bad. Because like when you said, right before I left, you're asking me this stuff. I'm like, holy crap.
I know. It's not like me.
I'm thinking to myself, I did not. I was shocked. Right now, if we would have had that same conversation. And so I was like, okay. Just understand.
But you handled it really well.
I did.
And you know what? I look back at things and I still think, like, even if I felt whatever, I love that I can say that to you.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people cannot.
No. Well, because I was like, okay, that was not what it was at all. But right now, this is not the place for me to say that was not what I did. Because in your mind, because your lenses at that time, that's what you were seeing.
I just have just been not okay.
No, you have not been.
I've just been not okay.
You have not been okay.
And I realized it was funny because I'm like, oh my. I mean, I really am not okay.
So what made you decide that you, did John say something to you? Because we knew we couldn't.
Well, I think something else had come up and I was just not I was not okay.
Right.
And he's like, you're not right.
Right. Yep.
You are not right.
Yep.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. If you don't have a spouse or a significant other in your life that can tell you, hey, you're not right.
Yep.
And then you're off in narcissism land, honestly. He's like, you're not right here. And I'm like, well, F you.
And as your friend, I was like, okay, this is going to be the end of the friendship. And I know John.
No.
I would have said something to you at that point.
I don't know that it would have.
Until you got on medications, it would have been.
I mean, you would have
ignored me. You would have blocked me.
No, I don't think so. Okay. I do think I would listen to you. But having him,
I was going to give you another week.
Having him, Leslie, it's time to get on your medicine.
I said, Leslie, have you changed something in what's going on
and
in your life?
It's not. It wasn't okay. I wasn't okay.
Right, no.
And so now it's much better.
Oh, it is. I was going to say, and I noticed
better.
From.
I feel much better.
Yes.
Because I was crying a lot.
Yes, you were.
And a lot.
And I knew that something needed to change when you said, oh, I just want to see you. I always want to see Rochelle's life in her rose-colored glasses. Because that was, when you said I had rose-colored glasses, that was not trying to be a compliment. You were like, yeah, you see everything that way. And it was like, I was like, okay. We hit the week. I'm going to be back. And then you said you're on your meds. I'm like, cool. I'll get there on Wednesday night. Everything's going to be grand.
She'll be fine by then.
I did. I was counting. How long is it going to take this to get
honestly, I just.
Yep.
And it was funny because I think, you know, of course, my friends are so important to me.
Yeah.
Like they, you guys are my sisters.
We know
like
this. Yeah,
this is the way, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And when Kara said, are you spiraling?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, you know what?
Maybe I am. Yep.
I am spiraling. Yep. And I don't want to be that. Right. I don't want to do that.
And as I said to them,
yeah,
we need to be giving Leslie some grace. There's family stuff. Family things
are
always
tough. Well, it was funny because, I backed out and I said, John, the three of them are talking about me. And he goes.
Only two of us.
You know what he said, how do you know? And I said, because I would be. I would be. So I know they are. I know they're sidebarring about me. And I don't blame them because I am like, I'm not okay. I did have a lot of things going on.
You did.
And family is hard.
It is hard.
And you know what? I've reached a place in my life at this point.
Yep.
You know, I'm going on the 5-0.
Yeah.
This is my last year in my 40s.
This is the year of
50. And it's the year that I just decide life is so much more than that kind of stuff. Right. I don't have to do some of the things that I used to do. I don't.
It's as we get mentally healthier.
Yes.
And that's what's happening with you. By taking your medication, you're able to take constructive criticism.
I can.
Because when you're not on your medication, if it's not agree with Leslie thing, it's like a bad deal.
Oh, it's not.
But when you're on your medication, it's like, oh yeah, you know something, I see that.
Yeah.
I see the way you're thinking that.
Yeah.
So I just kind of like, you know, we're going to be gentle here and let you get to your
point. I do appreciate you guys being gentle.
Absolutely.
Because when it's not.
Well, because we didn't know if you were going to go back on your medication.
Oh, well, I mean, literally in that conversation.
You sent it. You said, I started.
I just took my first one.
Yep. And we were all like,
I mean, yeah. I did. Because I'm like, I can't let that.
Right.
Because, you know, we've all had friend stuff.
Yes, yes.
Y'all are not. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not jeopardizing
this.
I'm not going to do that.
And Leslie, we would have never got to that point.
No,
at that point, we would have had the intervention with John. We would have put the nudger on John.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was what the plan was going to be, how we were going to get it to kind of have him feel the way for this.
Yeah.
And then if he needed to bring us back in for support, but we're like, oh, she's going to
But
take
now
care of
you
this.
All, yeah. But you guys have seen what I've put.
Yes.
What I've been through.
Yes, we have.
And it's a wonder.
It is a wonder that, yeah. Don't go off your meds. Don't go off your meds again from here. Don't go off the meds.
It's a wonder.
And, you know, the other thing when I asked you why, I was like, you know, because I keep thinking, okay, is it because they don't have you on the right medication and you're feeling bad? I mean, or is it just, you know, that's when I asked. Why? I just didn't want to be on anything. Well, you know, you're going to be on it the rest of your life.
I am. And so, I'm not okay messing to be with that. Yeah. And John, because John was like, I'm on stuff. What does it matter with you? Like, why do you think?
What?
And I'm like, I don't know. I think I've thought I'm getting healthier and I'm losing weight and I'm no longer on my blood pressure.
Right.
I'm no longer on birth control pills. Like, I just don't want to take anything. Like, you know what I mean? Like, in my head, I was like, I just don't want to take anything. Uh-huh. And then I'm like, but I need it.
You do.
I have to have it.
We need you to have it too. We need it too.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
There isn't. You know, it's because again, it's one of those stigmas.
That, it is.
You know, my mom, you know, being 92 years old, talking about mental health was one of those things you just didn't.
No.
Because back then, you know, they used to, you know, go in and, you know, spin around women's heads and electrocute their brains and stuff like this back in that time because, you know, you were having depression and they didn't understand it.
Hysterectomy.
Yes.
That's where did you know that the history of hysterectomy is because it came from the word hysterical and that was directly tied to women.
Absolutely, because men don't get hysterectomies.
They don't get hysterical.
Yeah, right, and they certainly do.
Exactly.
We know that, but, you know.
I mean, but that's the history of that word, which is just really blows my mind.
And, you know, you almost get manic then also.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what, so speaking of.
Well, I was off of my meds, no longer on any progesterone from my birth control. Uh-huh. My hormones are all over the place.
And she has hot flashes.
The hot flashes where I'm having my own personal summer.
That's right. That's
everybody
right,
that's in right. the spring.
That's right. She's sauna girl.
And I'm like, there's only so much somebody can take.
That's right. That's right.
You know? And then I'm like, why am I doing this to myself?
That's what we are all like. Why
so
are you doing
anyways,
that?
Much better.
So people out there in sewing world, if you feel a change in your friends and things like this, give them grace, give them love, and then help figure out what
But
it
help
is.
Them.
Because honestly, because we weren't going to let you go much longer.
Oh, no.
You know, it was
thank God.
Well, one of our listeners, she sent me a bunch of stuff and she was talking about, she's a brand new person doing long arming. She's worried that she's doing it all hand driven and she's quite worried she's going to ruin someone's quilts and she's going through all the different things that she has. And I said, hey, we've all, you know, when someone's mind ruined their quilt and it's not ever our intention, it happens.
Sure.
And so she said, you know, I see how fast Leslie slows and I just want to be this and, you know, get all these quilts done. I can't get them done. And I said, number one, not a competition.
It isn't.
I said, and you've heard Leslie and I talk about this, that she'll do a 12-inch block that has 9 pieces.
Yeah.
I do a 12-inch block that has 72 pieces. Mine's obviously taking much longer.
Yeah.
And so she's finishing 12. And I said, when you sew next to Leslie, it is like a plane taking off. And I said, but I didn't tell her
that's
this.
That's okay.
It is. That's what I said. I said, but you also need to understand too, like Varushka says, what you see on Instagram and what actually happens in the background are two different things.
Yep.
Because Leslie rips out just as fast as she sews.
I can rip like nobody's business.
I mean, it is unbelievable. And you know, you're not sitting there sewing, over here, we did this. But you sew so fast that even though you rip out, Your stuff gets finished really fast because you do so fast.
I do.
You do. And, you know,
and I prefer it.
You do. For you to, you know, to get on there and get going. And I also explained to her that a lot of them are, you know, 3 inches. Mm-hmm. When you're doing 3 inches, when you sew slower when you're putting a binding on. And when you put it through. Now, when you glued it, you don't sew slow. But that first adding to the back to come over.
I hand binded. Tilda.
Oh, you did. You told. Well, yeah. Didn't we sit under her when we were interviewed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just finished it.
Oh, yeah. Because it takes a long time.
Because I'm like, and then I was like,
Why did I do this
to myself?
But you know what?
I am super proud of the way it looks, though, because it's beautiful. Yeah. And Doug Lico, I just love you. I know you're listening. I'm just going to tell you how much I love you.
Yeah.
Because your patterns.
Yeah.
They just make my heart sing. And you know what? There was not a single pattern to me that could have given that Tilda Jubilee justice like Doug's classic mosaic pattern.
It was beautiful.
It's just stunning. It's one of my, it's probably not a hard,
and it's not a hard pattern.
It's not hard.
It looks, when you look at this thing, it looks so hard,
doesn't it? And it's a big quilt.
It's a big quilt. But you know what?
But I did it in a weekend.
Yeah.
Well, because that's not normal, people.
Because she didn't starch it.
I didn't starch it, which is really unusual.
Taken a weekend and a half, and she hated not having it starched.
I really did not like that I didn't starch it.
Yeah, I know. I was like, see, that's how I also knew you needed to get back on the meds.
Yeah, because like, what was I doing?
What were you thinking?
What was I thinking? I starched everything.
I know.
I starched this week, though.
Yeah.
I got all my fabric starched. I cut all my stuff. Yep. It felt good. Like, Leslie's back in her.
She's back. Oh, speaking of being back.
Okay, what is this?
Okay, so.
That doesn't look like a peep.
It's not. It's the funniest thing ever. So when I, but they have Easter bunny ears. So when I did the Bernina connection thing, we were way in the very back.
What's this called?
They're marshmallow puffs or something.
Okay.
So lots of people came in and I actually remember.
It's got chocolate in the middle.
Know, we're going to try this. I actually tried to be really good taking photos because you know how bad I am at taking photos. And I'm sorry.
You did take good pictures,
but
though.
I missed a bunch of people's photos because I couldn't.
Well, I can't do everything.
So anyway, people are coming back because they know that, you know, I'm going to be back there. And there are people at the Bernina Connection that are watching this. They're kind of like, you know, what is she? What is this? So finally, this one woman that works at the Bernina Connection, she came up and she goes, who are you?
Oh.
And I said, I'm Rochelle Rice. And she goes, and actually Marlena said, this is Rochelle Rice. You know, she's the resident artist that we brought in for the show and to do a couple classes for us. She goes, but who are you?
Rochelle Rice.
I was like,
I'm an inappropriate quilter.
So she's like, still didn't know what it was. Well, then there are all these other booths that are around us, and people are just squealing with delight coming in to get photos taken. So finally, one of the ladies was leaving, and she said something to this other girl, and she said, you really want to go get your photo with her, even if you don't know who she is. You really want to. So this woman from her other booth came over. She goes, can we have a photo together? I said, absolutely we can. And she says, I don't know why I'm supposed to do this, but I was told I was supposed to do this. And I said, okay. And she said they told me to listen to the podcast. So she listened to the podcast with Carolina Moore in it.
Oh.
Yeah. So she came back the next day. She goes, I so needed to have my photo taken with you.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, there we go.
And it's Carolina.
Carolina. Yeah. You know, she knows I'm going to get
same person.
Wrong. Same person. Same person.
But I think that's hysterical. Okay.
So anyway,
need some scissors.
In my class, on the pet portrait class.
There you go.
Now I'm going to try to, I know her name here. Melinda.
And you know I was going to hand you a pair of Karen K. Buckley's
purple handles. Anyway, Melinda brought in a bag. She listens to us all the time. And it had Peeps.
Oh.
Peanut M&Ms. And then she said, you don't ever talk about that, but these are stuffed puffs filled marshmallows. And I was
Stuffed puffs filled marshmallows.
Mm-hmm. And it says that
they have chocolate in
the middle. They are sugar-coated marshmallows with real milk chocolate. So rather than eating these, I said, I am taking them back with me. You may have one.
And You're so sweet. I said,
Leslie and I will be tasting these on air.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, here we go. What do you think?
Well, the marshmallow is delicious.
You didn't hit any chocolate?
I did. Because it's right to the end. The chocolate is all through
it. Oh.
That's a good chocolate.
That's good. I might like that better than a peep.
It is a peep on steroids.
Oh, the man. Sugar, the crunchy sugar ratio mm-hmm. to the top of this is unbelievable.
These are really good.
Now, I've had the ones, it's the extra sugar on it.
Can you get these like at,
I don't know.
I've never seen these before. Have you?
No, I have not. Who makes them?
Oh my God, how much calories did I just eat?
You just eat it.
Oh, it's only 80.
For one?
Yeah.
That's a deal. Oh my. So not only are they delicious, they're calorie controlled.
Oh, don't say healthy because they're not.
I didn't. I said they're calorie controlled.
80 calories for a little treat. That's not bad.
And it's a delicious. You know what this would be really, really good in? Think if you had a really dark chocolate hot cocoa.
Oh.
And drop this. So I would take a knife to the bottom of it. And I would cut a little hole in the bottom of it. And then put it in that super, super hot. Actually, I would have the hot cocoa really hot. I would cut a knife in the back of it. I would drop it into the cup of cocoa and put it in the microwave to puff the marshmallow.
Would it explode?
I wouldn't put it in there for a really long time. 10 seconds maybe. Oh, maybe 10 would be too many. Maybe 5 seconds. Set it for time. 5.
Would it explode?
I don't think it would explode. I think it would puff big.
I think it might.
Well, you've got a microwave here.
Oh my gosh, my brother.
Yes.
He just texted me.
Yes.
Okay, when we were kids.
Yes.
We used to go to the just this little Bible bookstore in the mall, and they sold baseball cards. They were like a baseball card thing.
Bible baseball cards?
No. It was a Bible shop. But they had baseball cards in there that they sold.
Because that's where they were making their money.
Yes,
because you only buy one Bible, don't you?
Not true. Anyways, so I go in and they had a dime machine. Do you remember the dime machines that you could put a dime in and you could get a baseball card out?
I was thinking something totally different for a dime, but.
Okay.
Anyway.
Jeez. I can't take you anywhere.
They came out of a machine too.
So, no, not those. You only paid a dime for those?
In the bathrooms of the gas station.
You're talking about tampons. Let's just end it there. Yeah, tampons. Okay, so anyways, you could put a dime in and get a baseball card out.
Okay.
So I put my dime in, pulled out a baseball card, and it was Don Mattingly's rookie card. Don Mattingly played for the Yankees. Uh-huh. His birthday happens to be on my birthday, so I thought that was really cool.
Which is April 20th.
Yes. And so then I was like, I'm going to put it in a case. I'm going to have a case. I'll have it. It's a rookie card.
Yeah.
It might be worth something someday.
Yeah.
Well, my brother, I gave it to him for Christmas that year because I was like, what am I going to do with this? Right. He loves baseball.
Right.
You know, whatever. He just sent me this and it says, look familiar. And it was a Don Mattingly rookie card, just like the one I gave him. It just sold for $900.
And does he still have his?
He does.
Wow.
I just think that's so crazy cool.
That's very, very
cool. Isn't
that
fun?
Yes.
So I'm like, I've given him a lot of sports things.
I know.
I gave him the Drew Brees football.
I know.
What have I been thinking?
I don't know. It doesn't fit in the room.
But it's true. You know, I mean, where am I going to put a baseball card and a football in here? That's not going to go.
The theme. God,
if it's not pink.
God forbid it would take off the brand of this room.
We cannot have the, oh my gosh. Isn't that hilarious? I still think about that stupid chair.
I think of that chair every time I sit in my very, very comfortable chair.
And you know what?
My house.
I still think I made the right decision. I don't think it would match in here. You disagree. You don't care. You don't care.
I don't care.
I know. I wish I didn't care about stuff like that. What's wrong with me?
There's nothing wrong with you.
Particular about certain things. Furniture. I know you're saying nothing. It's because it is, but I did. I sat there, did I not, just go on and on about, I don't think that's going to match.
So let's
and it was so and I was going to go in there and buy one.
Let's go back a year now because we're coming up.
Was that a year?
Yeah, we're coming up on our year anniversary. It was last year. Yeah, it was last year.
That wasn't a year though.
Yeah, it was. It's when we went to Angela's.
Wasn't that in the fall?
No, I think it was like, because we rented the house. we interviewed Jenny first, and then we went to Angela's.
Maybe it was a year.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a year. Yeah, you're right.
I know.
Holy cow.
I know, because I had
Oh, my God. Time flew.
And you, I think you were off your medication then, too.
I think so.
Because, so, Leslie makes this big deal about this chair and how...
But Karen, it was. It's how so Karen, comfortable.
Karen and I need to have this chair. It's the most comfortable chair in the whole world.
It
we
was.
Need to have this chair. We need to have this chair. So we go in there and we're going to get this chair. And I'm looking at the chair. I didn't need a chair. I have a great chair. I have wonderful chairs.
I know.
Chairs. And she said, you have to go first. I was like, okay. So I go fit first. I order my chair. Kara orders her chair. And you come in. And you're walking back and forth. You're pacing.
I know.
You're like a caged animal.
I know.
You know, there's foam coming out of your mouth. Your head's spinning around.
I know. I know. Like, it wasn't that dramatic.
It was that dramatic.
No.
I was there.
There was no foam.
Okay. So there, you're right. There was no foam, but the head was spinning.
Maybe. Yes.
And then you're like, and finally I just said, Leslie, then don't get it. Don't get the chair if it's that.
Don't get it.
If it's causing you, but it's so comfortable. Don't get it. If it causes you this much trauma, don't get the chair. And you know, I have two of that same chair.
I know. Kara does too. She went and bought, she bought one more.
And I'm in the process of probably getting two more because I don't want to, you know, it's again, it's kind of like my So Easy tables. I don't want to have to move them around.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
You just want it to be there.
And just, yeah, I just want to, I don't want to have to, you know, God forbid. Oh my gosh. Speaking of
what if I buy another, what if I buy one this year when we go?
You won't.
No, you won't.
If you were going to buy one this year, it would already be here in this room.
That's true.
So, no, you won't. But speaking of in this room, you know, I asked my husband if it would be possible for my sewing room to be finished by August. And I said, because we're doing our quilt along. And I said, well, you know, and he goes, well, I don't know. And I said, well, you know, if it doesn't get done, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
You could, because people need to see that we still continue to sew even in construction zones.
Right.
And what it looks like. And I think that might be a good thing
That's
for
okay.
people. So I was going to be okay,
That's okay
with this. So I get home last night and I'm just to Lance, you know, when I get in the car with him because he doesn't see me. And this is Lance.
You
know, so we get home and he gets my luggage out and we're walking to the house and he says, are you going to unpack now? Because normally that's what I always do. And I just didn't feel like it. I just wanted to be with my dogs and my cat and my husband and my bed.
Just hang out. Yeah.
So I get to bed and this morning I got up and I was up quite early, but I didn't go upstairs. And then I was like, oh, I need to check on those shirts to see if we have all the shirts we need.
Yeah.
So I walked upstairs and I'm in the room that I have all the box, you know, that I keep the other t-shirts in. And then I walked over to get some envelopes and then I dropped my phone and some stuff fell out of my phone. So I went to pick it up. One of the things that fell out was one of my credit cards, you know, flew out. And I go to pick that up and I look into the sewing room. All the hardwood is finished.
What?
All of it is laid.
What?
The linen closet has all the hardwood in it. The closet has all the hardwood. All he needs to do is sand and stain now. So while I was gone, Lance worked on those floors.
Rochelle.
I sent him a text and I said, you have been a very good boy.
Oh, yes, he has.
And Mama will reward this very good boy.
Oh, Lord.
So I was like, you know, what should
no
I cook
No one needs
you
to know.
Dinner?
Yeah.
Cook him for dinner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what I thought.
I don't make him a nice meal. You know, come on. I've been gone for a while here. So I may end out getting it all together for August and maybe not again there, but it was like,
yeah. Oh, that's
so,
nice.
A new sewing space. But then
doesn't that feel good?
Well, I just walked in and I was like, you know, I'm choosing to not put some other things in there because I'm like, I don't want to put this stuff
in
there.
Can he finish it while, like, you think he'll finish it while you're gone?
I don't know. You know, I have enough other times that I'm going to be gone that.
Plenty of other opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah, there
will be. Well, how about you wind us down, Roro?
Okay. We're going to go. I was going to say. Okay. So we're going to kind of. Yeah. Talk about
something. You can't find. Well, I don't know what to say.
I know. It's
and like, if you. Everybody saw all the pearls going on right now. You've got the pearl necklace that is doubled up and knotted. And then you even have them on your eyeglasses. It's a lot. I mean, you're taking pearls to a whole new level.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do Mr. Rogers today because I've got to find one.
One person can make a difference, and everyone should try. And that's from John F. Kennedy.
Oh, I love that.
So until next time.
See y'all. We thank you so much for listening and look forward to another one. So until next time,
stay inappropriate.